here today with Pleasantville head football coach Matt Jorth to preview their 2025 football season. Coach, you know, I look forward to this conversation every year, and it's hard to believe that it's already football season now. But let's take a step back real quick and just kind of give me your opinion on how you feel, you know, last season went. You know, you guys had a good regular season and then unfortunately drew a tough Virginia team in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah, I think we're all very, very excited. I think last year was a real year of growth. I think the kids did a great job improving all year, and I think by the end of the year we were a really good football team. And yeah, lost a tough one to Regina, but still it was a very encouraging end of the season, where we went into the offseason being very encouraged about what's to come for our future. And I think we're really excited about what this year could hold for us.
What do you feel is maybe one or two really big takeaways that you had from last season that gives you some confidence heading into this year?
Just the fact that we had so many guys just stick with the process of learning and developing and getting better. And by the end of the year, they were so much better. And then all those guys coming back, we really were excited about how the guys approached their own individual growth. And then in the off season, we had a lot of guys work really hard. So we're just real excited about that whole process.
You know, and heading into this season, we'll start off talking about, you know, of course, they shuffled the districts around a little bit, you know, during the off season, like which they do every 2 years. How do you feel about you guys' new district?
Oh, I think we're very excited about it. It's always fun to play new teams. I think it's got some real good challenges in it. It'll be interesting to face some of these new teams, like a West Marshall that comes down from 2A into 1A. So it'll be challenging, but exciting for sure.
You know, and let's talk about some, you know, key returners that you have coming back. Can you just highlight let's start off with offense, maybe highlight a couple guys that you have returning?
It's awful hard to just highlight a couple since we've got everybody back, right? But obviously it always starts with your quarterback. If you got your quarterback returning, that's a big plus for an offense. I think Braylon's set to have a fantastic year. He's doing a real good job leading the troops and leading the offense that way. And you get both of your running backs is huge, with J.J. Phillips and Owen Rule both coming back as a nice 1-2 punch that both run the ball really well, catch the ball in the backfield really well, are really good athletes, will be a good addition. Your tight end back with Braden Kennedy, your receiver Logan Roth coming back. So we're very excited about all the guys we got coming back. They're all athletic. They've all put in a lot of time this offseason to improve themselves from where they were last year. So we're very excited about what those guys can do. And having your offensive line all back too obviously helps.
Yeah, how much, I was going to ask you about that. How much excitement does that bring as a coach that you guys can really take what you did last year and just kind of amplify it, because you really got the same guys coming back?
Yeah, and so it's very exciting to just build off of that. And we noticed that in camp. We just noticed how far ahead of things from last year we are now. And sure, we got a lot of stuff to work on and polish up, as everybody does at this time of year. But just seeing what we're capable of and what those guys are coming together with as an offensive line is very exciting for sure.
Yeah, and to look at the defensive side of the football, kind of what are you expecting from that, and a couple guys that you hope to have big seasons on the defensive side of the ball?
Yeah, for sure. Again, you got almost everybody back. Just got to fill a couple holes there that we have some guys stepping up, doing a real nice job. So we're excited to see what they can do. But yeah, when you get everybody back, you're just excited to see a bunch of guys really physical and really smart and really playing good football. So we're excited to see what they can do.
Yeah, and let's talk about Braylon Bingham too. You know, your starting quarterback, he had a good freshman year and then he started all the games last year and had an excellent freshman and sophomore year at quarterback. But we know he's just a great athlete all the way around. Sure. You know, talk about what he brings to this team and what you want to see from him to jump from a sophomore year to junior year now.
Boy, that's a good question. We're just so excited about what he can do. You know, when you just picture what you expect to see. I just really appreciate how good of a leader he is. Like, he is fully committed to being great and working hard, and he wants everybody else to do the same. So I really look forward to him taking some steps in his ability to vocalize his own perspectives, right, and just get other guys to join him in the journey, because boy, he works hard and he really wants to be good and he puts in that time. So bringing other guys along with him will be really helpful. But in terms of what you see on the football field, I mean, he's just an absolute eraser over there as a safety, like just a really, really physical, athletic guy that can cover the whole field and is not afraid to stick his nose in there at the line of scrimmage and tackle anybody who comes. So I think he's going to be really, really impactful on that side of the ball. And then as a quarterback, we're just excited to see what kind of plays he can make. Just so dynamic with his arms and his legs both. So it's definitely exciting.
A guy like Braylon too, that's being, you know, kind of recruited at the Division I level and is graded in every sport that he plays. How does he, you know, as a coach, kind of help harness that ability that he has and, you know, help him do, you know, sometimes not always focus on the outside noise, but what's going on right now in this football season?
I think that's just the thing for him, that he just wants to be his absolute best all the time. And so just in terms of harnessing that, just absolutely trying to maximize that and just make sure that he's doing everything he can every day and every rep to be the best he can be. And then just help teammates do the same thing.
You know, when you mentioned the running back position, you kind of have two guys that are 1-2 punch this year. You know, how do you expect to kind of utilize them, and how do you feel that the running game is going to take more of an effective approach this year than it did from last year?
Well, what we hope is we just have weapons everywhere, right? That so we can keep a defense honest with whatever they're trying to do to us. Hopefully we have some answers and ways to attack that with multiple athletes in different spots. So, yeah, when you got a bunch of different guys that can carry the ball, hopefully that makes it a lot harder on defense to key in and stop us.
You know, and several of these guys on your football team, too, are coming off a state baseball title, which was really just a few weeks ago. Yep. Do you feel like for some of them that momentum can carry into football season and say, hey, we're top dogs in the state in baseball. We can do the same.
That's definitely the hope, right? Like when you achieve such a great season that they did, it's like, here's why you were successful. Here's what you did that was so great. Let's just bring that over to the football field, too. So we're excited to see what can maybe happen there as well. And, you know, the level of competition you experience with things on the line and supposed pressure and just very important games, that competitive experience you can bring to other sports for sure. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out on Friday nights.
For you as head coach, and you've been here a little while now, kind of how do you make an adjustment? And we talked about it a little bit, to a little bit of a switch up in the coaching staff.
Well, you just got to find the next man to be a good fit, right? It's tough to lose good guys. And when you do, you just got to go find somebody else that will be a good fit and help your program take steps. And so we feel really good about the guys we have found to take steps into those spots and kind of get them kind of taught in or kind of broken into the ways we do things and learn what they need to do and what their job's going to be and how to do that well and just keep rolling with it.
Yeah, and for when we're talking now, you know, it's still, early to mid-August. What are you guys kind of doing the most right now to prepare? And I know high school football season is kind of pushed a little bit later this year. Sure. What are you kind of doing in the meantime to prepare?
So for us right now, a big key component is install. We didn't do much in the summer at all with that great baseball run they had. And so now we're just trying to get everything that we want to accomplish in and look at it, see how we're doing and try to improve that. So just getting your baseline in, getting good at what you're trying to accomplish and master that first, and then kind of develop that game-like conditioning are kind of our key components we're focused on right now.
Well, Coach, kind of before we close, I always like to ask you about it every season, but just your encouragement and hope to, you know, see those stands full on Friday nights for these community members, and Pleasantville does a great job in general, but coming out to support these kids.
Well, I think that's just another extension of a great baseball season, right? There's a lot of excitement following those guys, and most of those guys are on the football team too. We'll just see that same great support relay right over to football, and we'll just keep that excitement going. So I anticipate this will be a real fun environment like it always is. Can't wait.